Yes, Monsieur le Commissaire. All your arrangements were made? Yes, Monsieur le Commissaire. The carriage that brought you was to take you both away. There were fresh horses in readiness at every stage. That is true, Monsieur le Commissaire. And nevertheless, your carriage is still outside the rotunda awaiting your orders, is it not? Yes, Monsieur le Commissaire. Did you know that there were three other carriages there in addition to yours? I did not pay the least attention. They were the carriages of Mademoiselle Sorelli, which could not find room in the Cours de l'Administration, of Carlotta, and of your brother, Monsieur le Comte de Chagny. Very likely. What is certain is that, though your carriage and Sorelli's and Carlotta's are still there by the rotunda pavement, Monsieur le Comte de Chagny's carriage is gone. This has nothing to say to... I beg your pardon. Was not Monsieur le Comte opposed to your marriage with Mademoiselle Daae? That is a matter that only concerns the family. You have answered my question. He was opposed to it. And that was why you were carrying Christine Daae out of your brother's reach. Well, Monsieur de Chagny, allow me to inform you that your brother has been smarter than you. It is he who has carried off Christine Daae.
Oh, impossible, moaned Raoul, pressing his hand to his heart. Are you sure?
Immediately after the artist's disappearance, which was procured by means which we have still to ascertain, he flung into his carriage, which drove right across Paris at a furious pace.
Across Paris? Asked poor Raoul in a hoarse voice. What do you mean by across Paris?
Across Paris and out of Paris, by the Brussels road.
Oh, cried the young man, I shall catch them.
And he rushed out of the office.
And bring her back to us, cried the commissary gaily.
Ah, that's a trick worth two of the Angel of Musics. And turning to his audience, Monsieur Mifroy delivered a little lecture on police methods.
I don't know for a moment whether Monsieur le Comte de Chagny has really carried Christine Daae off or not, but I want to know, and I believe that at this moment no one is more anxious to inform us than his brother. And now he is flying in pursuit of him. He is my chief auxiliary. This gentleman is the art of the police, which is believed to be so complicated, and which nevertheless appears so simple as soon as you see that it consists in getting your work done by people who have nothing to do with the police.
But Monsieur le Commissaire de Police, Mifroy, would not have been quite so satisfied with himself if he had known that the rush of his rapid emissary was stopped at the entrance to the very first corridor. A tall figure blocked Raoul's way.
"Where are you going so fast, Monsieur de Chagny?" asked a voice.
Raoul impatiently raised his eyes and recognized the astrakhan cap of an hour ago. He stopped.
"It's you," he cried in a feverish voice. "You who know Eric's secrets and don't want me to speak of them. Who are you?"
"You know who I am. I am the Persian."